Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ivory and Ivory. I am one of your two co-hosts, Michael Regan, and the other co-host sitting over here is...
Nick Miller.
Okay. There's a moment there, yeah. All right.
It's been a while since we did this.
Yeah, it's been a while. We have to shake off those darn cobwebs.
Yeah, we're back in the saddle again, though.
Mm-hmm. And, got those cobwebs out of the saddle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got the horse out of those cobwebs. Poor guy. Yeah. You've been up there for a while, up in the
corner. We lost one of them.
Yeah, those cob spiders, they really... it was just bones at that point.
Yeah, horse bones.
You hate to
good.
See that.
If you have a big dog, they're good to get them to chew on, but you probably don't.
The cob spiders?
No, the horse bones.
Oh, okay. But I thought you meant we were going to give big dogs to the cob spiders.
No.
To appease them so they won't eat our horses.
Give the horse bones. No. Give the horse bones to... Sorry, guys. You have the horse bones. Yeah.
Sorry, horse painting. We're bringing it. The horse painting. Horse painting is visibly shaking.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to scare you there. The whole frame. The whole frame.
Yeah. The corner's coming undone.
Yeah. But we shook him off, got back in the saddle, and we're here. It's me, darn it, Michael Regan.
Yeah.
And you over here.
Yeah, there's me.
Right, yeah. Nick Miller. All right, okay, let's just go around and sort of shake off the cobwebs from everyone else, and see if any of them got eaten by cob spiders. We already talked to horse painting over here. Horse painting, you got anything to say to the people?
Looks like they're a little shaken up still.
They're still visibly shaking.
Yeah.
Shaking it up.
Yeah. They're getting down.
They're getting down with the bad souls. Sal, over here, what you got?
Well, I went on sabbatical for a month and a half, and I basically just, I was homeless in Singapore, so just happy to be back.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Tin Duck, what you got over there? Well, I want to say something to the fans.
What is it?
What do you got?
That's right.
Oh, no. I just want to say, thank you for all of those emails during the break. It's good to know that people that I'm consistently everyone's favorite character.
You got emails?
Yeah, you. Nobody else. I did a survey of all the other people, and nobody. I'm the only one who has fan mail.
Where did you get email? How do you access email?
TinDog@hotmail.br. It's Brazil's.
Yeah.
Brazil's Hotmail.
Obviously.
Right.
Wait, but how do you access it?
Well, I'm Brazilian.
No, you have no hands. I know you're Brazilian. We've talked about this off mic before.
I use a touchpad.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get it. I don't get it, but okay.
Right. I mean, it's a pad that you touch.
Why didn't we ever set up an email for ourselves for people to email us with questions or stuff they want us to talk about?
Are you talking to me or?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't know. We should. Let's do it.
Yeah, so people can send us if you have anything you want us to talk about.
That isn't through NBC. Because I feel we've been getting emails from NBC, but they've been like.
It's been more like, hey, cease and desist.
Yeah, they've been censored. Like, there are black spots on all the words. So, NBC is definitely keeping secrets from us.
Oh, yeah.
We can do that, though. We'll do that. Hey, Screaming Eagle, who's shy? Care to come out of that shell? Metaphorically, you're not a turtle. No,
one of those faces again.
Oh, man. Sorry. Hey, didn't mean to put you on the spot there. Clancy, the cat drawing, what do you got for us?
Well, my band, the Krusty Jugs, we hit it big in Japan.
Really?
Apparently they love Appalachian and punk music mixed. So,
I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, fine. I wasn't going to be racist with this, but if we're going to go in that direction, I mean,
Japanese musicians in general is just sort of... I think just East Asian musicians...
No, the musicians hated us. Everybody else loved us.
It's not a great sign. Stuffy, what you got for us?
Right, I guess I'm done talking.
I mean, yeah, you're done talking, right? I mean, you're challenging me, and I'm one of the co-hosts. I can just move on. That's in my power.
That's true. Sorry, Clancy.
Yeah, sorry, bud. Stuffy, what you got over there for us?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't have anything. I have these flowers.
Oh, no, I meant, like, just sort of in...
Any news?
Any news?
It's okay. Don't be shy. I know we've been away for a while.
Yeah, she's visibly shaking.
Shake out the cobwebs.
Yeah, she's visibly shaking off them. Yeah, and they... Oh, yes, some cob spiders almost ate me. I had to fight them.
How did you fight? What did you use to fight them?
Katana.
Where did you get that?
I think it's pronounced katana.
Where did you get that?
I was touring Japan.
Wait a minute. You were there at the same time as me?
Yeah, I guess I should have sent an email, but I don't think...
No, I ain't got one.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, we can't all be $10.
Wait, does nobody even have email? I'll say, I'm not the only email user.
Hey. I mean, I have an email I use for, like, school stuff, but...
Okay, don't have to brag. Anything else, Stuffy?
Not particularly.
All right. And,
we got Fanny and Reginald.
Fanny and Reginald.
And during our hiatus,
we sent him back...
We sent him back to marriage counseling, and I think it finally worked this time.
They definitely mellowed out. They're a lot nicer to each other.
Oh, yeah. We're much better now.
Oh, yeah, dear. We definitely, we set aside our differences.
Oh, yeah. It was, it was a rough patch there for a while, but we decided to come together for all the little goslings we got.
Yeah. Those goslings, you know, they deserve that at the home space, you know, there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm glad that's working out. I'm glad the little goslings have a safe home environment.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
pretty good
home. Right? Yeah,
they
got
it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going crazy out there by the lake.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we're cooped up, but it's literally there.
Right. Well, it's good to see you guys are doing better now.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that you're not contradicting everything. In fact, you're very agreeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're
good. Yeah.
All right,
and we're super excited because we have somebody on the show that I think I personally think can class it up, you know. Take that brow up a notch,
mm-hmm.
a little higher, you know. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Take that brow, bro. All right. let me just go right to it. We have here Franz Kafka, Frederik Fiersen.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, Franz Kafka.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, you are a librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is your library called again?
Franz Kafka's Foundation for the Young.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Dyslexic.
Okay, so how many people in your library can read? Like, of your regular customers?
None. If somebody comes in and actually tries to read a book, I get them out with a broom.
You
broom them?
I broom them out, yes.
Just straight broom them?
Sweep out the trash.
Is that sort of your thing? Your motto?
It's like, is business good?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of dyslexic children.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Who can't read.
Yeah.
And if they ever learn to read and overcome their disadvantages, then you sweep out the trash.
Yep. Back to the street, boy.
All those homeless dyslexic children.
Wait a minute, you're the reason for the homeless dyslexic children
epidemic.
That's the word, yep.
Yeah.
I think that's more of a correlation rather than a causation.
All right, smarty pants. Take that brow down a notch. It's a little too high for my tastes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get so antagonizing.
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah, whoa.
Right.
I don't know. I'm at odds.
I can tell. Just
Like, sure ain't it evens. Yeah.
That's okay. Quaint.
That's calm.
Calm. What did you just say it was?
Oh.
You say it was quaint?
Yeah.
Your brow is 3 notches too high right now, bro.
So, Franzkoffer, what do you have against people that can't read?
They just feel like they think they're better.
Than who?
Than dyslexic kids?
Dyslexics and illiterates, yes.
Do you have a lot of illiterates in here?
Yeah, are you...
Is your library only illiterate people? Like, what's...
Of course, yeah.
Is it all picture books, or is it actually just... There's no picture books?
None.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No.
So it's all text. There are no pictures.
You're taunting them.
Any book has pictures, you just bring them.
Well, in the occasional medical journal.
You gotta have some diagrams, right?
Yeah.
I understand. I understand fully the... You know, if you have a diagnostic manual, you gotta have some.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, which is some brighter parts, you know.
Oh yeah. What? You slurred your words. What?
Some pictures of some private parts.
Pictures and some private parts.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's in the medical journal
too. Oh yeah. No, those are the only pictures in your library or private parts.
It seems inappropriate for children.
It's.
You should be kicking them out for different reasons.
They need to learn.
Wait, do a lot of your books have pictures of privates in them?
A fair amount. Most of the medical journals.
Is it all a library of medical journals for illiterate people? Or is this a regular library with no picture books, and there's some medical journals, and then you also went to, like, classic novels, like, in Oliver Twist, there's just some ladies' privates drawn in there on every page. Did you draw them in?
I think it enhances the story, yeah.
Wait,
does it enhance the story? In what way does it enhance the story?
Yeah, how does that help a Pride and Prejudice if you...
Private Prejudice, that's how.
Symbolic. Yeah, so
it's symbolic of what? Like, what in the story is it symbolic of in Pride and Prejudice?
The struggle...
I'm assuming you've read Pride and Prejudice.
No.
I'm not
a hypocrite. I can't read myself.
Oh, yeah, like you can't read. Like you can't read yourself.
No, you can't read
who you are. And
no,
who,
he's illiterate.
Yeah, of his emotions and who. And
no,
how,
of literature.
Right, of his internal literature and what he's writing.
No, Mike.
The
wait,
book
look
of
at
his
me,
life.
Look at me.
No,
he cannot read.
What? Not even to save your life?
It's true. I mean, I would try because I value my life very much.
Right. I mean, you have a great life.
Kicking kids out on the street.
Yeah, and just drawing ladies' private parts in classic books.
That's the life I've ever heard. Do you ever have... Do you ever have private parts interacting with each other in the books?
If the story calls for it.
Is there ever any, like,
so how do you
drawings
know...
of insertion?
Wait, So how do you know if the story calls for it?
Generally, if there's a big break in the symbols on the page.
Letters.
Sure.
Then
the space
that's just...
needs to be filled.
So you draw on all these classic books. Here's one, and I feel like I already know the answer. What did you draw on Moby Dick?
It was probably a vagina.
It was a butthole, but...
You drew a butthole in Moby Dick. Interesting.
Weird. Oh, well, you couldn't read the title, so you didn't know that it was...
I mean, the one with the whale.
I just draw buttholes, but...
Oh, wow.
Do you draw buttholes on most... Okay, so
not just anything?
She's drawn buttholes all over the place on anything with symbols.
I mean, I change it up occasionally, but...
Mm-hmm. You draw some,
nipples.
You got it.
Whoa. Oh, my. It's getting all warm in here. So, wait. Okay, so how... So, you have the Franz Kafka library for...
It's Franz Kafka, Frederick.
Franz Kafka.
Like the guy named Franz Kafka, not Franz Kafka.
Who?
That's what I'm saying.
Who?
Franz Kafka.
He's a writer. You wouldn't. His work is indistinguishable to you from just symbols.
Yeah, this is just... why I kick people like you out of my library.
I don't want to come to your library. I mean, I kind of do want to see these drawings, but you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I don't want to come to see your interpretation of buttholes with a bunch of kids.
They're quite nice.
I'm sure the kids are nice. I don't. Or wait, are you saying the kids are nice or the drawings of buttholes are nice?
Yeah, these are. Are these like rascally street youths?
Yeah, but you got great anatomical drawings of buttholes.
You get to know them first, and then they're nice kids. They're nice.
Or are they crude butthole drawings, but the kids are great? I mean, they're crude either way.
Well, yeah.
I think buttholes are crude.
Oh, yeah. There's no place for them in society.
There's no... Buttholes should be outlawed.
Yeah, don't act surprised. But I think... People shouldn't have buttholes.
Hey, I'm with you there, bro.
Thanks, man.
I'm always backing you up. I'm always... Hey. I'll always be behind you on that. I'll always be behind your butthole thing.
Yeah, I gotta do it first, man.
Yeah, okay. So who come... Like, how are you financially stable with this butt?
Yeah, are these orphans that come? Are these illiterate orphans? Or are they just kids? Mm-hmm.
Just dyslexic kids from around.
I mean, some of them have parents.
Dyslexic drifters.
Most.
They've been... Yeah.
They go from daycare center to daycare center.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the right place.
Yeah. But every time they give up a little more hope on ever having a normal life. They give up on ever finding a normal life.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes they have a harder time.
I would too if I was illiterate.
It's hard.
Sounds
like
a hard life.
Yeah. I mean, is that need... that's from Annie. Is Annie based on your library? Like, what? Are you?
Yeah, that's a play. You have
it's
no
a,
excuse
oh, you know
not
what?
To
yeah,
know.
You don't know what that is.
That's a play. You have no excuse not to know.
Oh, that's true. It's a visual and audio. It's an audio-visual medium.
Yeah. It's an auditory thing. Like a
hallucination.
Yeah, exactly.
What if Annie...
What do you do
Annie
with the books if you can't read them? Why do you? What's your love of books? Why do you love them so much?
I think they smell nice.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
The library is just a good place for
to libraries to you are just a place for people to go, like kids to go,
like an air freshener
who can't read, and yeah, and an air freshener emporium.
Yeah,
they just
it's a
go,
safe environment,
Mister. You know,
Mr.
Gregorium's
air
freshener emporium.
Yeah, exactly.
And just grow up, you know, out there.
Yeah.
You know, just living the smelly
life.
Yeah,
the
living
life. The sweet life.
The sweet life on deck. You know,
if they learn how to
it's
read,
coming up.
Got to get out. Obviously, ready for the real world.
What to you? How does it prepare? What to you is the real world? Like this is your life, right? Like this is what you do. So are you just breeding all, like, are you just raising all these kids to go out and start their own air freshener emporiums of books to just raise their own ragtag?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, oh my.
You know what that sound means? We'll get back to your story. But it is time
butthole.
For... butthole is it? Time for one of our favorite games, Rock, Paper, Scissors.
All right, this is a great game. I'm sure you know. I'm sure you played this game. I'm sure you know how to.
I may have heard of it.
I guess explain to them.
All right, I guess I have to explain it. Everyone at home this is going to be redundant for you. But
skip forward 45 seconds.
Don't put that kind of time pressure on me. Okay, I'm on the clock. Rock, paper, scissors. How much time do I have?
43 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
40
shoot.
Seconds.
Rocks. They are.
35 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Time is. Paper. So,
yes.
Rock, paper, scissors.
30 seconds.
Shoot. So, rock, paper, scissors is basically a game where we.
25 seconds.
We each shoot. Oh my gosh. If you're listening to the. Or if you're not listening to this and you're fast forwarding, please stop fast forwarding. If you already did, then please. Rewind, listen to this, and then don't have fast forward.
15 seconds.
Okay, so what happens is each of us chooses either rock, paper, or scissors, and then we debate on who should win and for
five,
what reason.
Four,
so if I pick rock,
three,
I debate why rock should
two,
win, paper and scissors the
one.
Other way.
One. Sorry. That's how you play. Name the rules in 45 seconds, and you lost.
It's one of my favorite games, explaining the rules of a game in 45 seconds.
So anyway, tell them how we play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I just did.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll pick it up. All right, so are you guys ready, everybody? Everybody get ready? Oh, yeah, and you do this.
Yeah, this is a part of it.
Yeah. Those of you home, you know, we're doing this.
We're doing the classic, you know. Picture, rock, paper, scissors. You got it.
It's not that hard. All right. Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. Wow. Wow. This is amazing. All right. So I chose scissors, right?
Franz Kafka.
Over here chose rock. Nick Miller.
I
chose paper.
Yeah.
So all of us have a different thing to debate. This is really fun. Mm-hmm. So you start us off.
Give them a taste of what we do.
I'll start them off.
Yeah,
all right.
Start off.
Okay. Scissors, the age-old splitting device. What else have we split? Atoms, hairs, families. And yet, we keep going. And yet, sometimes we stop going and say, hey, where are the scissors? I just saw the scissors. They were on this desk. I remember them being on this desk. Did somebody take my scissors? And you have to go around it, every person. And find the scissors. And this is really, to me, family, love.
Okay, good argument.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Franz Kafka?
Franz Kafka.
Well,
what do you got?
Rock, representative of the greatest age, the age of stone.
Oh, greatest age. Bold claim. Go on.
As I've heard.
Back that up with evidence.
And all these citations.
Man was free to do what they wanted. And they weren't held down by their reading oppressors.
Yeah, you're getting kind of emotional.
All right, so, yeah, he's starting to cry here a little bit.
I guess
we
it's
just
my
want
turn
to go then. to Nick.
Yeah.
I was going to say it if you didn't say it. That's close. All right. So,
I chose paper.
Nick, yeah, right, chose paper.
Paper. Where would we be without it? Some say in a better place. Some say in a worse place. But me, I say we're right where we are.
All right, that's beautiful. And now, you know, who won?
I think we all won.
I think we all won, right?
The listeners win.
Yeah.
Because they learned so much from what we just said.
We can agree on that.
Well, I'll say.
Tim Dog, I don't really know if you're part of this game.
Well, I was just going to say, they could send in an email to
no,
me.
No, stop taking all the
And next emails. Show, we could, you know, we could take a, we could read all my emails.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
And really decide who won.
Yeah, we could do that. That's perfect. That's a good idea. What's your name? Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it if you didn't say it.
Cobwebs. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea. I think Franz Kafka is gonna have to. Franz Kafka.
We could call you on the phone.
We'll call you on the phone.
A conference call.
You know, once I get
the results.
Yeah. Get the results, positive or negative.
My secretary will let me know.
Will you be able to read the notes she writes down for you?
She'll tell me.
Okay,
she knows. You've established.
Why can't
that.
You answer your phone? Too busy.
Yeah, why do you have a secretary? Wait, so how do you, so you have a secretary? Like, do you employ?
How'd you read her resume?
I hired her off the merit of her character.
What's she like?
Oh, hard. And kind.
Hard?
Hard and kind.
Hard and kind, like all secretaries must be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this secretary's day, get your secretary a nice new legal pad to write notes down on.
Okay. All right, I will.
I've paid to do that. One of my new sponsors is legal pads.
and secretary day.
Yeah.
And you thought you'd do two at the same time.
Yeah, knocked them both
out. Two birds, one stone, boom.
I don't have to promote anymore for the rest of the show.
So. Yeah, I know. I love having promoted everything. So you're talking before about...
Brains are good, yeah.
I was talking...
I'm sorry? I forgot. Cobwebs.
Yeah, it's these cobwebs. So you're talking before about how you smell the books and you don't... Like, how do you... So what do you... How do you pick... Like, where do you get your books from?
Go... Well, to the market in town...
That old town market. Old town
book market.
Right.
Everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're
talking about. Right, downtown.
If one of the covers seems to appeal to me, I pick it up and sniff it. If I like its scent, I shove it down my jacket to get it over me, get the scent.
The old town book market. Body. Those books cost like 5 cents. Why aren't you paying for them?
Yeah, like why don't you just buy a book?
Those people also need to make a living.
Yeah. Every 5 cents.
Wait,
count.
You never answered. What's your income like with this job?
Yeah, how are you employing a secretary?
She used to be one of the kids.
Okay.
Right.
She's never wanted to leave.
What? So you just made a... Okay.
So you didn't hire her as much as you're just stuck with her.
Yeah.
Well,
but the merits of her character.
I enjoy her presence.
She gives good presents.
Yes,
I know what that means.
Yeah. Gifts.
Oh yeah. Good gift.
Gift.
Oh, she's got a gift ride.
It's
a new remote control car.
Yeah. Blood. You can tell from the wrapping.
I'd love to have one of those.
So you don't employ her, but still there's money, like, how do you pay for things?
You have to pay for electricity for the building, right?
Pay what?
Like, for electricity. We know these things above us, the lights, you have to pay to keep those on.
No.
No, you don't pay for them, or no, you don't have lights?
We don't pay. I mean, I assume...
Hey, let me ask you this. For the last, six months, have your lights been turning on?
Hmm.
Okay,
on and off.
You gotta pay.
Yeah, so wait, what building... Like, so you have a library. Was it a library? So when did you get this library? When did you...
I inherited it from the last owner.
And what... So is
it a... Who was the last owner?
Yeah, what... Yeah, what?
What the?
What the H?
Chaucer, Frankie Chaucer.
Yeah, my dad went to high school with him. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Chaucer, Frankie Chaucer. So
that guy knew how to read.
Oh, he was a reader, man. Okay. He could read like nobody's business.
Until the accident.
Well, yeah, I don't either. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Wait, I don't know about this.
It was out of respect for the dead.
Wait, what happened? He got in an accident and can't read anymore?
He used to do this weird thing where, you know, like, acrobats, like, do trapeze artists?
Of course I do.
Right. And who am I talking to? What's your name again? Seriously? Mike? Yeah, okay.
Mike. Yeah. Some of my kids do trapeze.
Okay, so it's like a trapeze artist.
Yeah.
He did it on, like, those cherry pickers for power lines.
Right.
And he would just, like, leap from one to the other.
Right.
And he did this amazing stunt.
Yeah, my kids do this kind of stuff. Get to it.
He did this amazing stunt where he jumped just through 20 consecutive cherry pickers.
Yes, I know. My kids
do
this.
And then he went down. Like, he brought it back down.
Yes, I know. My kids do this.
He was driving. And then suddenly,
yes,
a turtle flew through the windshield and hit him in the eye.
Oh, what did?
A turtle.
All right, you're just describing a Friday night to me.
No, this is a turtle that with a turtle with
right. Well, yeah,
a turtle with a mission.
Oh,
it gouged his eye out.
Oh, I didn't even know. Like, oh
this
my god,
this turtle had a vendetta.
Was it a V for vendetta?
No, just no. It was a turtle.
Okay. I thought it was V from V.
No, he had this. He was out to get this guy. Turns out he was a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
The turtle.
Yeah, the turtle was a hitman. Hit mm-hmm. turtle. Sorry.
Right.
We don't know the size of the turtle. Hit turtle. It disappeared.
Cyanide capsule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crawled
cyanide.
Into
yeah.
The sewer.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, do I really have? Don't make me finish. You know.
No, I know.
You know
I, that's terrifying.
Don't make
then
me say it.
I'm not. That's terrifying because then I feel like my kid, like some of my kids, that do this.
Yeah, stop doing the cherry pickers. Get them back to trapeze stuff.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's a big PSA campaign that was like, don't jump from cherry pickers.
Oh, I thought that was just BS. Where they're like, oh, you know, when the turtle jumps through the window, sometimes they have a mission. I was
no.
like, they never have a mission.
Yeah.
Oh, my. All
you'd
right.
Be surprised. And don't act surprised now.
I'm not acting. Okay. All right. Fine. So this guy, Chaucer, Frankie Chaucer, I didn't know. So he couldn't read, right?
Couldn't read anymore.
Because he didn't have eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So then he passed it on to you. So did he pass it on
to
you because you can't read?
I'd actually like to clear something up.
What?
He did. He only lost one eye in the accident.
Right.
But he was like.
But he didn't have depth perception, so he couldn't see the page.
No, it wasn't even that. His depth perception was fine. He was just like, he was like, now I got to read with only one eye. That's too much work for one eye. I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how people decide to, like, they take vows of silence and, like, decide to be mute?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm
going to
decide to be mute.
Some of my kids have done that.
Yeah, I'm taking a vow of blindness. That's what he said. And I was like, that's not a thing. But he said, I'm going to do it.
Chaucer.
Yeah.
The brave man.
So then he passed it on to you. How did you meet him? Like, why did he pass... Why, of all the people he could have passed it on to, why did he pick you?
Of all the illiterate orphans that hung around the library.
Yeah, what was
what made
it?
Franz Kafka fearson?
Franz
the
Kafka.
Illiterate orphan to give it to.
I would steal him his cigarettes.
Oh.
It wasn't something I'm proud of. I was young and stupid.
Wait, don't you steal books from the book market a lot? Like, all the time?
Yeah, and like,
well,
cigarette companies should lose money because they're killing people, so...
Yeah, they're
yeah,
just taking people... They're
happy.
Just taking people out back.
The cigarettes eventually killed Chaucer, Frankie Chaucer.
Right, yeah.
Right. Cigarette. Death by cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right down the throat. Couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm. It had a vendetta.
I know that.
Cyanide capsule in the cigarette.
Yeah, it took the cyanide capsule so no one could find it. So he gave it to you, he stole, so you stole cigarettes for him, and then he was like, as in his dying breath, he was like, hey, thanks for this cigarette, you know, one of these days I'm going to die, so I'm giving you this library, and then, poof.
Yep. He had a lawyer there. He was prepared.
Oh, like he just did the full will and testament, everything right there.
Yeah.
And
well,
then
he knew I couldn't read. So.
Oh, right. He just had a lawyer, like, just.
Well, his lawyer was also his best friend.
Sorry, good story. Love the story. But this sound is for another favorite game. Always goes all the way when I remember.
Cobwebs.
It's another fan favorite called Guess That Sample.
Oof, one of my favorites.
It's everyone's favorites. Favorite, sorry, cobwebs.
Cobwebs.
So, it's easy. We play a sample. You guess. You don't talk during the sample.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Definitely don't. Yeah,
then
wait
guess.
Till it's done and then you guess.
Sounds easy.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely easy. So, Mike,
mm-hmm.
That's your name, right? You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first, yeah.
Okay. Just, you know, give him a little feel for how it goes.
Right, and how you're not supposed to, you know.
Talk, yeah.
Yeah, talk.
Exactly, so here we go.
You just don't want to give him the wrong idea.
Hey, what did we just say? Not talking to
you. Said give him the rope.
Don't talk to
him. Oh, yeah, don't talk to him in the same place. All right. Sorry, Nick.
Mike?
It is Nick, right?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah,
okay.
It's Nick.
It's you.
It's me. Don't worry.
Okay, I looked away and I was worried that you had changed people. All right, I was just checking what your name was. All right. And your friend's Kafka?
Mike?
Friend's Kafka?
Friend's Kafka.
Friend's Kafka.
Friend's Kafka?
Friend's Kafka. Friend's
Kafka. Shut your mouth.
All right.
It will drop you.
All right.
Like a grandma.
Play the sample and I'll friggin' put my head.
Like, I'll drop you like a grandma.
Wait, what?
You know what I mean.
What do you do? Do you drop? I'm going to have to say that the name of that sample is Whoops, Sorry, Started the Song Too Early. Let's Just Start Over.
No, actually.
Yeah?
Close, it was called Galleria Short.
Oh, you know, just a short Galleria. Okay,
yeah.
I was close. All right.
Tin Dog?
Well, I'll say, I'm ready.
Are you, okay. Yeah, you did say it three times. Yeah, you're ready.
Okay.
I did want to make sure. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Tin Dog, guess that sample.
Well, I gotta say, patrolling robot maiden walking down the hallway and she didn't see that you had ducked into the water fountain, alcove in the wall.
No, Alien Impact. Thanks for playing, though.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
Screamio is shy.
Shy? Are you willing to come out of your shell, metaphorically? You know, you're no turtle, but...
You're a bird. You're an eagle, not a turtle dove.
Yeah, and you ain't got no mission.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, I hope you don't have a cyanide capsule on there. Majestic crest.
Screaming Eagle. Guess this sample.
No, you'll get it.
We thought we had to
do
this, man.
Alright, good. Alright. Clancy.
I'm ready.
Let's get something up for you here, bro.
I'm ready, bro.
Alright.
I was born ready. Sound like a song that my cousin Lonnie wrote called, Hey, is this my cousin I'm kissing?
Wait, your cousin wrote that? Who's it about?
Not me.
Oh,
we got
okay.
Like a bunch of cousins. We're casts, you know.
Wait, what?
It's just like a self-deprecating humor we like to do about cats. Like, we can do it, you can.
No, I wouldn't dream of ever.
Good.
Tensions
are rising. So, Franz Kafka.
No, well, that's not correct, we'll say. I mean, the sample is not called...
Oh, right, yeah, we never got to the answer.
It's Dust Bowl.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no. There's a lot. I can't believe I did this again. Every time I hear Dust Bowl, I think it's, hey, is this my cousin I'm kissing? Because it's very similar. There's just, like, a little tiny difference... That, like, I can hear. Clearly, I can't. But, like, if you're big friends above, you can hear them.
Friends Cacao.
Yes.
You can, you know, let's get them into the game here.
Let them know what to do.
Okay. Yeah, I think you picked it up. But,
all right, here we go.
Yeah. Just, you know.
I'm ready.
Just remember not to talk during
Mike.
The sample. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to give him the most crucial piece of advice.
He already knows. What's the most crucial piece of advice?
Don't kiss your mother on the lips.
Exactly. Here we go.
That sounds like a young boy who's father just died, and the boy is visiting his father's grave as a man in chains walks up to the young boy crying. And the man in chains asks the young boy if he can get a nail file and bring it back to the graveyard the next night. So the young boy obeys, and the criminal meets the young boy the next night, and they file off the chains together. And then the young boy grows up and is summoned to a very large house, much different from the shack he's used to growing up in. It's a very old lady.
You can finish, come on. I think we're all touched by this story, but you don't see us crying like babies.
The old woman has a young girl around the same age as the young boy, and the old woman says, "Do you like this girl?" And the young boy says, "I'm still young." But time goes on. Time goes on.
You can do it.
And the young boy grows up trying to get past his disheveled roots as a poor blacksmith's son and become a distinguished gentleman for this old woman. Some would call her a benefactor. I would call her mommy. But he's just not accepted in the society of readers.
Alright, well, yeah, you were very close. The answer was Collins Avenue Short.
Damn it. That was amazing. I mean, wow. I don't know.
For somebody who's never read a story,
I had great expectations.
You sure can
but
tell.
That was...
Thank you. What?
I mean, I had great expectations.
But all
you.
Of your twists
but,
in there?
But that was amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how
there
you
There were some great expectations,
that.
But all of your twists in the story?
Yeah. Oh. All of your twists.
Thanks. That sample brought back a lot of memories.
I can tell. I just wish you'd gotten the answer right.
Yeah, I know, because that kind of feels like wasted.
All right, we gotta move on. Stuff to wrap it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You ready to guess one?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay, shake off the cobwebs. It's okay. All right. Stuff to wrap it. Here you go.
Is it love?
It's never love! We took a month and a half off, and you still can think of another word.
The answer will never be love.
God. All right. Salisbury Jones, I think it's time for you to go.
Yeah. All right. Take it away, Sal.
He's not playing it.
I mean, just
yeah,
take it away.
Yeah, I was confused there for a second.
Okay,
I was like, all right. Play the sample.
No. I Cowboys.
Okay, here we go, Sal. Guess the sample.
Is that when the Grinch is like, they don't need bags or boxes or nothing, they're happy. Is that them? Is that one?
No.
No, sorry there, bro.
It's dramatic accent one. So sorry.
Dramatic accent one!
Fanny and Reginald.
Yeah, there.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go. Alright. Let me find a good one for you. Here we go. I think I found it. Fanny Reginald, guess this sample.
Yeah!
Fanny Reginald, what have you got there? Oh yeah, well that sounds like a Green Bay Packers game back there when Brett Favre played for him, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree there. Yeah, there. I say definitely with what you want there.
Yeah, it's Green Bay Packers there and Brett Favre, you know, back when he played for him.
Favre.
Yeah, well,
gonna have to agree with you there.
You're along the same lines actually. You two coming together is pretty good for your guess that sample game.
Yeah, there.
Oh yeah, we're good for it.
Oh yeah.
It was actually called Stadium Crowd Chant. So you almost had it.
You can't win them all there. Yeah, you can't win them all there.
I'm just, you know, happy to be playing the game.
Hey, you can't always win, you know, there, but it's always fun.
Yeah, you know, I kind of just said the same thing. You don't have to be saying that. You don't have to.
Okay, I'm just agreeing.
We can agree, but it's at this point you're copying.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
We're almost agreeing to a fault here, you know.
Okay, yeah, there. Okay, all right. I'm just saying that. Okay.
Okay, guys. Yeah. All right, we got it.
All right. Move on. Okay. Break it up a little bit.
Horse fan. Still shaking. Okay. They don't.
Yeah, they don't really want to. All right.
Should we set this episode? Call the veterinarian?
No. I mean, he's not.
I mean, we can paint a veterinarian. That might help him a little better, but.
But if I were to paint it, it would be a pretty lopsided guy. I don't know if he'd even be able to help. He might.
Well, I think it's my turn to guess a sample.
All right. So, yeah.
Mike, can you set one up for me?
Yeah, let me set you up one for you. Let me get that up there for you.
I'm going to say somebody dribbling a dodgeball.
Oh, my God. I mean, how? It's like, it's basketball dribbling.
Oh, of course it was a basketball. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, you never were much of a gym kid, were you?
No, it's called physical education. Gym is the room you have it in.
Okay, all right. I had it in an all-purpose room.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. We didn't call it all-purpose.
Okay, well, that's how you play on.
I guess that's sample.
That's how you play. Guess a sample.
So, do you wish you could read? Do you want to read?
So that little kid was you in that story.
Oh yeah, I guess that's a big deal too. Sort of getting to that.
No,
thought you getting that.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's what you're hinting at? Because you seem a little.
Usually.
Wait, so was Chaucer, or Frankie Chaucer, was he a criminal that ended up being a wealthy benefactor for you? Like, he gave you the library?
In his cherry picking jumps, he made a lot of money.
Really?
So you were an orphan out in the graveyard at your father's grave. I'm sorry to hear it was passing. You always hate to hear that an orphan has lost their parents. And,
You
hate to hear that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd hate to hear that they were called an orphan before their parents were dead. Because that just seems.
I'd rather hear that. I mean, I'd rather hear that they're an orphan, but their parents are still alive.
No, because they're an orphan because their parents are dead. If their parents are alive and people are calling them an orphan, then they're just being bullied.
Yeah, I'm saying I'd rather they be bullied than have their parents be dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just listen to what I'm saying. But, so then Chaucer, Frankie Chaucer, comes in the graveyard, and why? So, and there's a spinster. What was going on with that spinster lady? Or what? Right?
Yeah, spill the beans on the spinster, pal.
Yeah, still out that spinster lady.
Oh yeah, we gotta know about that spinster. We gotta know about it.
Yeah,
like even Reginald is the very end of this story.
Get out of here!
Still.
Spinster.
A raw spot in my heart.
Ew.
What?
Describing my emotions.
Oh, you're not good at describing. You're not. No. Wait, oh, I almost broke when I heard that. You're not great at describing your emotions, though. You're not really very good. You're not very emotionally literate, huh? Oh, you can't read in your own heart, right? So I guess what I said at the beginning was correct. You guys made me look like an idiot, but I was right.
You are an idiot, but for other reasons. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, I'm saying you made me look like an idiot for that reason.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is this... Do I have a visitor at my door?
I don't know, do we?
Hello?
What do we have here?
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome!
Did you guys call for a therapist?
we wanted to congratulate you on your great work you've been doing.
Thank you
They've
so
really
much.
They've really mellowed out.
Oh,
Dr.
my God.
Janice Horbeck, everybody.
Janice Horbeck,
Hi,
everyone.
Thanks for having me. It's been a rough day, but I'm also here to congratulate them because it's through a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah. We're out now.
Oh,
we're,
thank you,
we're doing
man.
A lot better now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice
I'm
and calm
here.
Now.
Yeah, we definitely mellowed out there.
Oh, mellowed out for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys could find that common ground, that kind of mellow ground. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course. Sorry. This is Franz Kafka.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Franz Kafka Frederick Frierson.
Yeah, he's a librarian.
Nice.
We're just learning all about his backstory. Mm-hmm. He's spilling some deets about a spinster. Give us those deets, pal.
Yeah, she was the love of my life. And we both bonded over our literacy.
Oh, my God.
But then she...
Yeah, he's illiterate.
Yeah.
Just so you...
I could tell.
She wanted more.
Okay.
Oh,
that's what the doctor ordered. Some sarcasm.
All right.
Sorry.
That
isn't appropriate.
That really weird. I don't know if we should make fun of that. Sorry about that. It's okay. We love you anyways.
We just both love not reading.
Oh, well, yeah. Who doesn't love not reading?
Is it? Do I hear something at my door?
Is there another person at the door? There is another person at the door.
Hello, everyone.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm not sure.
Which answer do you not know?
Wait,
oh
who
God.
Do you not? What do you not know? Do you not know why you're here?
I have amnesia.
Oh my God. Oh. Sir, have you been to a hospital, or is this your first stop? I guess you couldn't remember.
Again, I can't just remember. I don't think I'm going to be very good with questions.
All right, I'm going to go through the alphabet. Stop me when you feel like it's the first letter of your first name. All right?
Good technique.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Let me know you also do.
Are those
I never learned the end of it.
Next time we'll just sing it. Those are the, that's
oh yeah, those are so that's known as the that's known as the alphabet, and those are all letters, and those letters are the symbols that make up words.
Yeah. Remember when you talked about how you draw ladies' privates in all the books between the spaces of the symbols?
Yeah.
Those symbols are letters. That's what he just listed off. Were all the symbols.
Oh.
And the letters. Those go in between.
Basically,
the
for you, all those letters go in between the ladies' privates.
Yeah. For you, you're just waiting for, like...
For a break.
Most people will read the words, and they'll be like, when is there going to be a break coming up?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, when
you're looking at these drawings that you made of ladies' private parts, and you're just like, when are these symbols coming back up?
Well, they're more paintings, but...
Wait a minute.
Wait.
You need to...
Oh, my God.
Could have gone into that before.
Downplay them.
Are they miniatures? Are these miniature paintings of ladies' privates?
Mm-hmm.
Specifically,
just in books.
Buttholes.
You're painting buttholes in books.
I mean, they don't technically have to be ladies. I like to switch it up occasionally, but.
Oh.
I mean,
they're all buttholes.
It's kind of like an illuminated.
I mean, I can tell the difference, but that's just because I'm a.
You're a what?
Never mind.
A specialist.
You could say that. So I want to get back to you. I'm going to do this again because you didn't really respond.
What?
I'm going to go through the alphabet here. And Janice, I mean, have you ever handled this kind of thing in a marriage? Have you ever had a marriage that involved amnesia?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I feel like that's a common technique amongst couples that are headed towards divorce is one of them just pretends they don't know who the other is.
Wait, are they pretending?
I will snip it out, all right? I'll tell you, some of them are lying, some of them are telling the truth.
You have a really good sense of smell?
I have a really good sense of smell.
You would really connect over here with friends. Kafka.
Can you read?
I can read, and
I do
love
my library.
Yeah, he kicks out people who can read.
Only for illiterates, just to smell the books.
Yeah.
They smell it, and then that...
He puts orphans back out on the street if they can.
Oh my god.
Orphans that can't read come to his library, and if they ever learn how to
read, it's a safe environment for them where they won't be judged by their reading counterparts.
Unless they read. So I'm going to go through the alphabet again here for you, and I just want you to stop me if it's the first letter of your name, all right?
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, H, W. Well, are you stopping me? W?
W?
No. Is that familiar to you?
I don't know. Keep going.
X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. This is how I do it. How do I do
it? It was definitely in somewhere.
It was in there?
I think it was.
If it wasn't... Okay, so then was it... Maybe it was a symbol or a number? Let me try this. Exclamation mark, question mark, quotation mark... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, pound, dollar sign,
you know
cent
what?
Sign, yen.
I definitely think it had to do with the yen symbol.
The first letter of your first name was yen?
That feels right.
So, can we just call you Yen for now?
You can call me Yen.
You seem distressed, sir.
Yeah,
I don't know, or maybe surprisingly calm.
Yeah.
Because under your name, you can just give we'll call you Yen. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're not judging you, Yen.
We're not, like, committed to that name.
I'm taking a
Janice,
lot in right now.
I said we're not judging him, and Janice very quickly was like, no. So are you judging him?
I'm a sharpshooter, okay? I'm going to cut through the bullshit, and...
Whoa.
Sorry, guys.
You know what? I need this right now, so I just need some clarity, so please cut through all my bullshit. All right,
Janice, would you mind doing that in a segment on the show we like to call Cutting Through the Bullshit? Can you just...
I would love to do that.
We gotta do the classic
sound effect. Cutting Through the Bullshit.
Great.
All right, so...
Come on with the segment.
Yen.
Here we go.
Yen. What is your family like?
Probably.
Middle child?
Middle child.
So Yen's a middle child.
Sure, let's go with middle child.
Okay, all right, so did you like your older sibling? Was it a brother or sister, the older one?
Sounds like younger from the sound of it.
So he's a... Wait,
I got a question.
Sorry,
you do your follow-up.
I was asking what the gender of the older sibling is, and you told me actually that one, the younger one. I don't know what that means. So he's not the middle child, he's the oldest.
Smells like oldest.
Wait. So, it, over here we have Frederic.
Franz Kafka. Wait, I got another question. Are we still doing this segment?
We're cutting.
I got it. We got to get to the bottom of this.
What do you got?
You're really opening up.
Didn't ask a question.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a question yet.
He's not opening up. He hasn't said anything.
Oh, we're reading between the lines.
Yeah,
all right.
We're cutting through the bullshit.
What do you know about Benghazi?
Not a lot.
Is there a cover up of government?
Yeah, is there a cover up?
Cut through the bullshit, you know, you can tell us.
I can't tell you. Maybe I don't Yeah, there is.
Who's behind Benghazi? Come on, Nian, you have to tell us.
I only remember one thing from my life.
Oh my god, what is it? Yeah.
I don't know if it's related to Benghazi or not.
Who is it?
It's not so much of a name as much as an arcade.
Oh my god.
What is it?
What's the arcade?
It's the Whammo Arcade on West 3rd Street. That's all I remember. And Benghazi.
It makes so much sense.
Wait.
The missing piece.
The Whammo Arcade.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's clear to me.
I got it. I don't need to elaborate.
I think the listeners
can. We don't have to elaborate.
Guys, if you have any more connections.
Please email Tin Dog.
Email Tin Dog, please. He's the only one of us who has an email account. Please send it in. This is getting crazy. I mean, Frontscuff Kel, what do you think? What do you think of this development?
It smells right to me.
There you have it.
Wow.
Wow, we came to a real milestone here.
American politics are shifting.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're shifting to the arcades.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say anything else.
Sounds like Obama's got a little Pac-Man fever, if you ask me.
Yeah. It sounds like it's burger time at the White House. Mm-hmm. And I ain't talking about burgers. On the
sounds
grill.
Like he's got a real pinball loose.
Yeah, and he ain't no wizard.
Ball. Anyway, and that is Cut Through the Bullshit.
Yeah, the show in which there's never any bullshit.
No, because we cut right through it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still there? When you cut through it.
Alright, Yen. I don't really want your
perceptive Yen.
Snarky.
Classic middle child.
Classic mouth. You know a lot about this? You know a lot about birth order?
Yeah. I also have a good smell for that.
Oh!
Smell for birth order.
You can smell the birth order?
Yeah, here, I'll go over. Hold on.
Okay, smell me.
Oldest child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a reek of older child. I'm going to say younger.
Just took a shower.
Younger, but you might have had... Oh, my God, you might have a sibling you didn't know about. Like, did you... As far as you know, are you the younger one?
Oh, I know that there's a sibling I don't know about.
Oh, okay. I think it's younger than you.
That makes sense, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From what I know about the one I don't know about, that makes sense. Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I'm getting. And I think Frun's, I feel like you're the heir of an elder child. The aura, the aroma.
As in, I was the only one before my mom died. Yeah.
Hey, you're older than nothing.
Yeah, older than dead.
Hey, you're older than dead.
Okay.
Alright, wow, that's amazing. I didn't know you could do that. We're learning a lot about Janice. So Yen, I mean, is there anything else you can give us about yourself?
I don't think my name was Yen, I'm gonna be honest.
Yen, are you kidding me? We just did a whole friggin' segment.
I'm still so bewildered.
Do you at all remember why you contracted amnesia?
I came to outside on the sidewalk and...
Outside of where?
Outside of here.
Just outside this
recording studio?
Outside the studio. And I wasn't wearing one shoe, but it was just a little far. So I just walked and got my shoe and came inside.
Your shoe was further down the sidewalk from where you were laying?
Only one of them, yeah.
Oh, God.
The other one was...
On my foot.
Okay. Was it on the right foot?
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. did you fall? Like, did you have any bruises or marks or anything? Okay. Don't have to cry. Don't have to cry.
I didn't have any bruises.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Why are you
don't
crying?
Be upset about
what? So, do you have any physical, like, do you have any pain?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Are you laughing or crying? I can't tell.
It's me, Nina. I don't think I have pain.
Is there someone at the door?
Is there someone at the door?
Hey.
Hey.
I was told to show up.
Who are you?
I'm Sean. I was told to be here.
Wait, who told you to be here?
Sean!
Hey.
Wait. Oh my God.
Wait,
Yen!
Yen, you know
Sean.
It's all coming back!
Oh my God, Yen!
I don't know what's happening.
Wait,
can I use the stool?
Sean, do you not... Yeah, you can take the stool. Go ahead.
Thanks, man.
So, Sean, do you not remember? Do you not remember what
Sean was at the arcade with me.
Wait, Sean!
Yeah?
What do you know about Benghazi?
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Alright,
Who's behind it?
I'm not sure of that.
Is there someone else door? Here? Oh, no.
Come on.
I don't have access anymore to the office.
Do you really want to know about Benghazi?
Wait,
yeah. So sad.
What do you know about Benghazi?
I mean, what is that? I don't know. I don't have any video response. That.
This is why we can't get to the bottom of Benghazi. It's so complicated. All right, what are you getting?
Yeah, stop crying.
Also,
where do we even begin?
I know where we begin. Dr. Janice.
Hello.
Hi.
Smell it out on him. What do you think? Smell him.
I want to say that you're the second of eight.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean's the second of eight. Janice,
yeah.
You did it again.
That was, how'd you know?
Dogs got it.
She can smell it. She can smell it.
Okay. Yeah.
She did it again.
Yeah. Wait, who are you? The seventh person. Wait, okay, what's your name?
I'm Vicky.
Vicky, hi. Are you, Janice? Vicky, smell Vicky.
All right, I want to say that you're also a middle child.
Oh. That's wrong.
Janice!
Damn it!
Wait, now I can't trust anything.
Wait,
Sean, are you lying to us?
I mean,
no, I am telling you, the God's honest.
My sister, he keeps me working, though.
Oh, are you wearing middle child?
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
wait,
my God.
You're wearing middle child?
I am.
It's a perfume. Oh. Middle child.
Oh, okay.
She
Can
smelled
you
that
put
on
this
her.
On that desk?
Yeah. Thank oh, I thought you. This was like this.
No, I am the second of eight. Yeah, now, do you know the correlation between that and Benghazi?
Of
you
being
the second of eight?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
No. I was hoping you did.
Oh.
I'm still looking at it. Benghazi.
Wait, I think all of us in some way have some part of the answer to Benghazi.
Yeah, this morning.
Oh,
yeah, wait.
Wait, I'll say, I got an email earlier. It didn't make sense until right now. Tin Dog, what email did you get? Well, I'll say, I got an email that said, do not tell anyone about this. So I probably shouldn't be saying this.
Go on, Tin Dog.
This is a safe place. No one's listening.
Is that a dog?
Yeah.
It's not sad.
Are you afraid of dogs?
I don't know.
Yeah,
well, it said, later today, you will encounter seven people, and each will hold a key, and each key fits into the seven locks that will finally get that socialist Obama out of office. Awesome. Whoa.
Did you reply to the email?
I did. I said, wrong number. Didn't get a response. Oh, my goodness. So.
What could the keys be?
What are
aside
the
from
keys?
Second,
okay, you're the second child of eight.
Yes.
That's your key. All right.
Two out of eight, yeah.
All right.
Limo?
Waymo Arcade, that's Yen's contribution. And that's one and only contribution.
It's a good contribution.
Yeah, you don't have to cry. It's not that bad. You're helping. Second of eight.
Yes.
At the Waymo Arcade.
Okay.
All right.
Do you think the second arcade game?
The second arcade game of eight. Yes.
Yes. Because in an order, there's Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Pole position.
It.
But wait. It could be going right to left.
Oh.
You know, like Middle Eastern languages.
What?
Someone's reading between the lines.
Yeah, but you know who isn't reading
Galaga
at all?
Okay.
Franz Kafka. You don't read. Which direction? Just pick an arbitrary one.
The second up.
The second game from the bottom up. The second floor. The second floor of the Whammo Arcade.
From eight.
There's only one game on that floor.
And only one of us knows what it is. Vicky? What arcade game is on the second floor of Whammo Arcade?
Obviously, something with Ninja Turtles.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Yep.
It's fine, Yen. The Teenage Mutant...
Wait a minute.
What?
Keep going. I'm ready now.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. TMNT. We all know this game.
I think I've got it.
He's going to the whiteboard.
Furiously scribbling.
Kawabunga?
Kawabengazi.
I'm lost here. What is on the board?
Don't worry about that. It's the symbols.
No, it's symbols. It's symbols.
Parts.
You remember A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L,
L, yeah.
Oh.
Did any of that ring a bell, Yen? Okay, never mind. I didn't mean to ring
it. We're not attached to the name. We'll give you
All right. Kawabengazi. Now, who do I know in government who's a coward? Coward Benghazi. Other than Obama.
I'm out of ideas. I don't know any others.
Well, I guess this is the key that I hold. Because I'm the only one who knows the real cowards.
Yeah, who are they?
The real coward. Shh. The real coward is me.
What?
Oh my god.
That's right.
Okay.
The seventh key. My key. The key to Benghazi is that I did it.
We didn't even go through all seven keys.
Then there were eight keys.
We only need two. Yeah.
No, there's two. You're at eight.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Two of eight.
It's your life, man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've got two keys.
Please go on.
I did it. I mean, there's nowhere to go. I can't go on.
Well, I think we really reached a milestone here on today's episode.
Yeah.
If you know anything else, if you have any other theories that were wrong, because we figured it out.
Yeah.
But if you have any other theories,
email
send them to Tin Dog.
And we'll set up another email. Yeah. And also send in any votes on who you think won Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh, yeah. We need that.
We definitely need to know who won that game.
I'd like to thank everybody for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everyone.
Of course, Franz Kafka.
Pleasure.
Yeah, Franz Kafka, the original.
Dr. Janice
Horvath.
This guy. Yen. And then Sean.
It was honestly
such a pleasure.
Hey.
Oh, thanks,
it was a pleasure having you.
Yeah. You know, we'll definitely have you again. And Vicky, of course, everyone's favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's it for Ivory and Ivory. So, goodbye, Ivory, and goodbye, Ivory.